This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into his frequency, we will daily hear his voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for joining me here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Whoever's left today, whoever I didn't make upset yesterday, when I made the comment yesterday that the book of Acts is a look at the early church and that this was their time. This book is a look at the birth of the Church of Jesus Christ. Hopefully you're on board with that. We're going to go through and look. The book of Acts is a historical book of the birth of the church. Some things in this book cannot be duplicated anymore. Case in point, you can't duplicate the day of Pentecost and the arrival of the Holy Spirit of the living God. You cannot duplicate anymore. It's duplicated every day in people, but the birth of the church is 2,000 years ago, not to be replicated or duplicated again. You can't. Also, the last apostle, the apostle John's died, and he's been dead 2,000 years. We now have the faith once for all delivered to the saints. And this book is written by eyewitnesses. This is what makes it so powerful. Acts chapter 1, it says in verse 3, it says, as Luke is writing to Theophilus, he says, to whom he presented himself alive. Now, let's pick it up again, verse 1. The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day in which he was taken up. Now, you can read that in Luke chapter 24, the end of chapter 24. After he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering, by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Okay, the Lord Jesus Christ dies on the cross. He's buried. 3 days later, he's raised up again, spends 40 days on earth. And then at the end of 40 days, you can read about there in the end of Luke, the Lord is taken up into heaven in the cloud. We're going to see that here again. And then 10 days later comes the day of Pentecost. Pentecost means 50. 50 days from Passover is Pentecost. But I want to look here now. Infallible proofs. Infallible proofs. This book is written by eyewitnesses. This is what made an apostle an apostle. An apostle is not someone here today that they have some church service and have a spaghetti dinner and lay hands on someone and call him an apostle. An apostle, the Lord Jesus says, you did not choose me. I chose you and I appointed you. Here as well, it says, the apostles whom he had chosen. An apostle was an eyewitness of Jesus Christ. At the death of Judas, we're going to see here in chapter 1 how they picked a replacement for Judas. Please don't take my word for it. Listen to what the Word of God says. Infallible proofs. The first infallible proof, Luke, also in Luke here, chapter 24, verse 15, speaking of the two as they're on the road to Emmaus, it says, it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, that Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden, that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these, that ye have one to another as you walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger? Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And hast not known the things which have come to pass there in these days? And Jesus said to them, What things? And they said unto him, Well, concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the tomb. And when they found not his body, they came, saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which had said he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the tomb, and they found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. Then Jesus said to them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe in all the prophets have spoken. Ought not the Christ to have suffered these things, and to have entered into his glory? And beginning at Moses and the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. There's the first infallible proof. The Lord Jesus shows up on the road, starts walking with these two guys, conversing on the road about what had just happened in Jerusalem. And it's almost comical as he says to them, What things? And then later, as he sat down to eat with them, we read this comment. It says in verse 30, Luke 24:30, And it came to pass as he sat down at meat with them that he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. I love that. You know how that worked, I'm sure? He broke the bread, and they looked at his nail-pierced hands. And once they saw the scars of the nail prints in his hands, poof! He vanished from their sight. That was the first infallible proof. People that were alive in the year 33 AD that saw Jesus Christ with their own eyes. That was an infallible proof. Have you ever had an infallible proof of something in your life? You'll never forget it ever again, will you? Infallible proof. Maybe you've seen something awesome with your eyes. It's infallible. You'll go to your grave knowing of an infallible proof. This book was written by people with infallible proof that they had that Jesus Christ was alive even after he had died. And this is what made an apostle an apostle. They saw the Lord Jesus Christ alive again after he had died. Infallible proof. Let's look at the next infallible proof. It's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, picking it up in verse 3. The Apostle Paul speaking, For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, that's Peter, then of the 12. After that, he was seen by over 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some have fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. Last of all, he was seen by me, also as of one born out of due time. This is an infallible proof. Over 500 people. Now we're going to call them eyewitnesses. Over 500 eyewitnesses saw the Son of God after he had died and saw him alive, which is why when he saw them, remember, he was eating. He had fish and a honeycomb, and he ate food right before them. So they knew he was no spirit or no ghost, that he had a body. He had a resurrected body. These are infallible proofs. Again, Acts chapter 1, verse 3, to whom he presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, as we just looked at. Remember, this is going back to Moses. He expounded to them all the things concerning the Christ. If you have a good study Bible in that scripture in Luke 24, there's about 30 or 40 scripture references there, going all the way back to Genesis chapter 3, verse 5, of the promise God made to the devil that one day someone's going to come and he's going to put the hurt on you and he's going to crush your head. It goes all the way back to there. Then back to Deuteronomy. I believe it's chapter 18 where Moses said the Lord's going to send another prophet, capital P. Numbers chapter 23, Numbers chapter 24, a star will arise out of Jacob. I see him, but he's not near. I see him far off in the distance, he said, all the way back to there in the prophets. Infallible proofs, like what the Apostle John wrote, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifest to us. That's 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. Infallible proofs. The Apostle John is saying they touched him with their own hands. Our hands have handled him. We have seen the Son of God after he died. Infallible proofs. You see, the skeptic and the foolish agnostic demands proof. Give me proof, he cries out. Luke responds to that cry, here's your proof. It's right here. I'm an eyewitness. I'm writing this down in a book so that you will believe. All these things are written down so that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. Infallible proofs written down by eyewitnesses. For you, here in this age, 2015, they're written down so that you would believe today that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that Jesus Christ is who he said that he was. It's infallible proofs recorded by eyewitnesses who saw him, whose hands handled him and touched him and saw him and saw his eyes. After he had died, and yet he was alive. These are the infallible proofs offered by Luke and by all the apostles to you, my friend, so that you would believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. We're out of time. We'll be back again soon. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.